When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Else.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Friday, here on my son's 20th birthday, and of course, the first full day of summer. So if you're planning on heading up to the Celtics, you probably should have left by now. But if you are, take public transportation. Even if you drive to Braintree or Quincy Adams and take the T from there. Because they're shutting down all kinds of streets. And there's going to be nowhere to park. And you'll be better off that way. And by the way, the parade starts at 11. So before that, you can have the WBSM app on if you're up there at the parade. Or if you're not there, you can be listening to us. Because at 10 a.m., Chris McCarthy has Maureen Boyle joining his program on South Coast Now. Of course, Maureen is a longtime reporter. She was at the Standard Times covering the highway murders. She's written a lot about these true crime cases, and now she's a true crime writer with multiple books to her name. And she has been following both as someone who is a writer, but also as somebody who teaches. She has been watching the Karen Reed trial, and she's going to be joining Chris to break that all down at 10 a.m. today. The Commonwealth is expected to rest its case today, and the defense will start their side of things today. And from all accounts, it seems like the defense believes they'll have things wrapped up probably by midweek next week. And I saw some folks that were posting about this on social media that said, well, how is that fair? The Commonwealth has had all this time, and now the defense only gets a week? No, that's what they said that they needed. When they laid out the schedule, they said that they would need, the number they used was 4 days. So that's coming from them. That's not coming from, the judge didn't give the defense less time to tell their side. That's just what they said that they would need. That's what the schedule is based on. So by this time next week, you could have a verdict. So for those of you who have been following it, you can talk about it with Maureen and Chris later on in the 10 o'clock hour. They will be taking your phone calls. And of course, we solved our own mystery here that we had going on this week. If you've been following the Sweatpants Coyote saga out in Westport, we think we finally figured out all the different aspects of what happened to the coyote pup, how it ended up with sweatpants in the first place, and how those sweatpants ended up tied around it. And you can read about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Each day I would come in and I would say to Fun 107, I got more information on Sweatpants Coyote. Another story coming. And they'd be like, really? There's another story. It was, I didn't think that it would turn into a three-part saga. But it's there for, and people cared. People were messaging us saying, did you find out anything else? Did you find out anything else? So I didn't want to just say, well, this isn't an important story. I'll move on to something else, because people did care. We were getting a lot of requests for information about it, because people were afraid that there was somebody out there intentionally harming coyote pups. And it doesn't take much to think that someone would feel that way. First of all, unfortunately, we have a lot of animal abuse cases that happen. But you also have a lot of folks who complain about the fact that we're getting kind of overrun with coyotes. And they think that the population needs to be culled back. And wildlife advocates are saying, no, they live here too. They have a right to live here just as much as you do. So it's become a bit of a debate. So it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that somebody might do harm to a coyote pup. So that's why people were concerned. And certainly more people were concerned in that regard than the fake outrage I was getting on the story yesterday, because we posted the story with the headline. It was something along the lines of, witness : Westport Sweatpants Coyote was shot. And then I immediately get people that are commenting and be like, oh, you're trying to make, this is the anti-2A media trying to make it into something that it's not. I'm like, no, what it is, if you want to know the truth, it's a character limitation on the title. And when I published the story originally, I didn't have confirmation yet from the police that they had shot. I could only say that it was something that the witness said happened. The police confirmation came after we published the story. I'd given Westport Animal Control a couple of days to get back to me, but they were very busy. I spoke to him yesterday. They were very busy the last couple of days, so he didn't get a chance to get back to me. And I reached out to the police yesterday morning, and I gave it a couple of hours and said I can add any comments I have later and publish the story. And then I got the comments later and added it in. So what you're dealing with there is a character limitation, not me trying to turn people against guns. As I explained to the person that was trying to make us think about it, I and several other people who work here are gun owners. We have several gun shops that are sponsors. Nobody here is against owning a gun. The title was factual. Well, you're not giving people the complete story. Well, if I gave people the complete story in the headline, why would I bother to write an entire article about it, right? I write an article so that people will read it and get the whole story. And I want you as readers to understand something, that the job of processing the information is on you when you read a story. Yes, we have to put it into the story. As the writers, as the reporters, we have to provide you with that information. But if you don't have that information because you didn't read the story and you only read the headline, that's not my fault. That's yours. I have it there for you to read. You didn't want to take the effort to click on it and read it. And I will tell you this, as a person who, I guess, kind of oversees things here, and Phil Devitt, who is our digital managing editor here, we have the same philosophy. We are not going to craft headlines of stories to give you everything that you need to know in the headlines so that you don't have to click the story. First of all, that would make for some very muddy titles, very confusing titles. Unfortunately, we just don't have enough characters. Both on our website, on Google, on social media, they all have a limitation to how many characters you can put. And also, we're not shortchanging our writers who put the effort into writing the story and making it so all you have to do is see it when you scroll by and not do any more work. So if you think that there was some kind of agenda behind the way that I crafted that title, I will tell you there absolutely was an agenda behind it. That agenda was to get you to read the entire story. To click on the story and read it. And don't come at me and tell me that you are some sort of educated person who knows all sides of the issue if you can't even click on a story and read it. I can't spoon feed you everything. There's a covenant here. There's an implied agreement that we will supply you the information and you will absorb the information. If you don't want to absorb the information, that's your fault, not mine. 508-996-0500. Ray says everything is a conspiracy for conservative trolls. And I would say, you know what? It goes both ways. Because there are people who are, you know, very liberal who accuse us of the same thing, of intentionally leaving things out of a headline. 65 characters. That's what I have to work with. You think you can craft a better headline in 65 characters? Send it on over. By the way, 65 characters with proper search engine optimization so that people actually can find the story. So, yeah, if you can do better, send it along. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on, Lamone?
I've got a couple of hunches. I'm thinking that might be that Wolf might be Lawrence Talbot Jr. Do you get that? Lon Chaney Jr. That was his
character in the Wolfman. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Or it might be the
you threw me off because I remember being Larry Talbot.
Lawrence is Larry. That's the Okay. I got you. All right, so yeah, or it might be the big bad wolf from that video, huffing a puffing a blow your house in, huffing and a puffing up, or it might be a cross dressing animal, half human and stuff like that.
Somebody put the sweatpants under it to comfort it, and then they ended up getting tied around its neck by a car that drove by.
Oh, I didn't know. I was just imagining out, picturing it in pants and stuff like that. And Run DMC sweatsuit. Am I closely to sweatpants, right? Is it like that? Or is it like...
gray gym sweatpants.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't know. I'm just imagining how I would picture it. And either way, it could be right. You know what I mean?
I did just go on a rant about how you can read the story, WBSM.com. So
I was getting there. I was saying that, they should be lucky that you share the whole story, period. Like I said, your job is get them to read and learn something from the story, not just to entertain them with the short summation of it. Like I said, they're lucky to have you there and your talent out there. I'm not trying to blow smoke up your butt or anything like that. Keep them 100, fella, because I'm sure there's a lot of places that could probably appreciate a good your experience and your skills. And it's like, but I'm glad you're at home where they love you the most. Welcome back. I don't want to have to sing that song, but I'd like to be able to be there to sing this. If you leave and come back, they're lucky to have you there. So just keep it 100. So, but next time they want to be haters, they can it's like that one person that does all that hating in the morning. Not Mary, the other guy, whoever that is, like him. He's born. I heard he's got an IV of haterade that he carries with him everywhere he goes. Or is he carried in his fanny pack? You carry a fanny pack too. Oh, how close you guys might be.
I don't carry a fanny pack.
You said something about carrying a fanny pack. Since you're thinner, you could carry a fanny pack now, and it's like it's easier so you don't have to get having everybody doing your backpack or whatever. You were talking about this a couple months back about having a fanny pack.
I don't know. I would never wear a fanny pack.
Okay.
I didn't even wear them when they were popular the first time.
Well, but you, I think you did.
I had one, but I never wore it.
heard yours was bedazzled.
No, no, no. That was my trapper keeper.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a lot of bedazzling. So you had the yellow Opici folders also in it?
No, I had the Ferrari and the Lamborghini ones.
Ooh.
Yeah. I have a trapper keeper now. They came back a couple years ago because of Stranger Things, and I got one. And I thought I would use it all the time, and I never do.
But you could use it more often if you wanted to, right?
Well, I'd have to be organized. I'm just not organized.
That's why Miss Zielinski could probably be the person that'd help you get organized. Wouldn't that be nice? It'd be nice to be invited to your wedding. I'm hoping, you know, like I said, I was talking to your son. He said, I could use a little brother or sister. He was saying that, you know. I was like, okay, let me see what he's saying. I'll talk to you about that. So maybe twins. I don't know.
He's almost old enough to have his own kids now.
Well, I'm saying so he can have babies so he can practice. You know, like I said, he said he was a lone kid for so long. He said he wants to be, he'd like to be a big brother, big sister now, or have a big sister, little sister right now. So that would be good. So I think that as being a child, you know, I don't know. I was a baby, and my kid, my brother and sister were 12 and 15 years older than me. Same age that it is for my daughters, my three daughters. So it's the same age difference that way. Isn't that peculiar?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I got to take a break here, Lamone, coming up. So
how old does the wolf look? Does it look like you said a pup?
It's a pup, yeah. So I couldn't guess the age, but, you know, it's not exactly, you know, it's old enough that it probably, you know, had left home, but it's still not fully grown.
Or you think like it might have been kicked out?
No, I don't think it was kicked out.
He's not just a nitwit. He's a misfit. Just because his nose glows, why doesn't he?
No, this coyote did not want to be a dentist.
Okay. Well, that's Herbie. Herbie wanted to be a dentist.
I know.
You know, but that's good. But I'm in the same boat. So I don't want to be a dentist either. My oldest daughter does.
Were you getting a call? Is that call waiting?
Yes, it is.
You're getting a call at 4:30 in the morning?
It's correct.
We're going to let you go then. You take that call.
I'm not trying to answer that. I'm not trying to talk about crazy what's her face.
Oh, but it's okay for me too. I got to take a break anyway, Lamone.
That's your job. You get paid to talk to crazy.
All right. You have a good weekend. I will talk to you next week.
Mr. Bob Newhart.
I'll talk to you next week.
At least I didn't call you Niles Crane. That's a lot better. I think that's a lot better.
Have a good weekend, Lamone.
Take a light, Playboy. God bless everybody out there in the New Bedford area. Take a light, do it right, may the good Lord keep you in yours safe tonight. I'm out, player.
All right, that is Lamone in Las Vegas. We got to take a break. I need a break. We'll be right back. I think we have to put Dishwalla in the 90s one-hit wonder category. I don't think Dishwalla had another song. Not one that I can certainly remember. But Counting Blue Cars was everywhere. And it's not a bad song. 508-996-0500. We'll take more of your calls coming up after the news. If you are getting ready to head up to Boston, you're going to head up for the Celtics rolling rally today. Well, you know where to stop before you go? Stop by Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford, and get yourself some fresh baked pastries, some muffins, some donuts, whatever it may be. Bring those up with you, right? Help your fellow Celtics fans celebrate. Bring them something delicious. Or you can get yourself some pre-made sandwiches ready to go so you'll have lunch already. You know, put it in a cooler. Don't just leave it in the car. But you'll have lunch all ready to go. Because, you know, you go up there, you go to Boston, you're going to spend all kinds of money in all kinds of places. Down here, you know that you can afford things and you can get better quality for better prices. So bring it with you. Plus, if you get your sandwich here, you know, maybe that's a few more bars you can pop into as you're celebrating. But when you go up there, too, and you open up that sandwich, you have that nice casserole sandwich on fresh-baked Portuguese pop, and everybody's looking to be like, where did you get that? You can say, I brought this from Sunrise Bakery, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. And then everybody will come down here. So you could be the ambassador for the South Coast. Plus, you can get all kinds of great stuff there for anything that you have going on. Any of your upcoming celebrations, your weekend parties, maybe 4th of July, you want to have some of those sandwiches handy, whatever it may be. Or maybe you just need a little respite from the day, a place where you can go and hide out and have a little oasis for yourself. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop is all of that. It's a sensational continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
We'll be right back. A northeast heat wave peaking this weekend. A warning about fake Ozempic. And a legendary band's catalog sells for $1 billion.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The heat wave lingering over the northeast is expected to peak this weekend. High temperatures were in the 90s across much of the northeast and midwest on Thursday, and daily heat records were broken in at least 20 cities. The National Weather Service says the heat wave will continue over the next several days, and the temperatures could even rise higher. Your ABC 6 South Coast forecast is coming up. The U.S. Supreme Court will issue more opinions today ahead of the end of the month recess. The conservative majority court could rule today on the obstruction charges against the January 6th Capitol riot and on abortion access in medical emergencies. President Biden and Donald Trump are preparing for their first presidential debate set for next week. Brian Shook reports.
Biden is hunkering down with his advisors in Camp David as he focuses on ways to hold Trump accountable for his record on the debate stage in Atlanta. Trump, meanwhile, is said to be holding policy discussions with his allies and vice presidential hopefuls as he aims to assure voters he can be a more effective leader than his political rival. The debate hosted by CNN will take place on June 27th with no studio audience. I'm Brian Shook.
Most of the pro-Palestinian protesters who were arrested last month at Columbia University are having their charges dropped. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office says 31 of the 46 people charged with trespassing were dismissed, mostly due to a lack of evidence. Gun injury rates are above pre-pandemic levels for a fourth straight year. The CDC reported data from ambulance calls in 27 states through September of 2023. The study noted that firearm injuries were consistently highest in counties with significant housing issues. It also saw the biggest increases compared to 2019. The rates are highest for young black men in urban areas with housing problems, high unemployment, and lower incomes. The World Health Organization is warning consumers of fake copies of Ozempic. University of California San Diego professor Tim Mackey and his team bought some of the fakes to see what was being sold.
Three were scammers, and another three sent us products that had questionable quality safety issues associated with them. Patients, one, could have been scammed out of thousands of dollars. And two, they could have taken a product that had too much semaglutide in them and could have been injured from that as well.
The WHO on Thursday issued warnings about phony medications claiming to have the active ingredient found in the popular drug. The WHO says the fake drugs can be harmful, leading to health complications resulting from unmanaged blood glucose levels. Actor Donald Sutherland is dead at the age of 88. Sutherland is known for his roles in the Hunger Games franchise, The Dirty Dozen, MASH, and Animal House. His agency and family confirmed he died at home in Miami. His son, Kiefer Sutherland, said he believes his father is one of the most important actors in the history of film. And Queen's catalog is being bought by Sony Music in a deal worth more than $1 billion. More from Mark Mayfield.
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Figaro,
Magnifico.
Reportedly, the agreement also includes the band's name and likeness rights. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's song catalog is considered one of the most valuable in rock history. Classic songs from the band like Bohemian Rhapsody, We Will Rock You, and Killer Queen still receive extensive airplay on the radio and at sporting events. In the past few years, Sony has completed reported nine-figure deals for the catalogs from Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox in Cincinnati to play the Reds in three games this weekend, starting tonight with the first pitch at 7:10. And the Celtics victory parade today in Boston. It kicks off at 11 from TD Garden. Hundreds of thousands expected in the city. Parking restrictions and street closures start soon. The MBTA says if you go, take mass transit.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for mostly cloudy skies as we go from morning into afternoon. We'll also develop a chance of showers, a chance of thunderstorms. If we get any thunderstorms, our main concern are going to be locally heavy areas of rain that could lead to localized flooding. Your high today in the South Coast near 85. For tonight, a continuation of the unsettled weather with a low of 66. And for Saturday, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of showers and a high of 84. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Actually, I will get that motion down. There's a lot of buttons I got to press coming back from the news to play some music, and it's screwing me up. But that's Real Big Fish. You got to like Real Big Fish, right? You know who else likes Real Big Fish? Penguins. Maybe not the band, but they like to eat Real Big Fish. And penguins are coming back to the Roger Williams Park Zoo. It's been a while since they've had penguins. It's probably been, it's been more than a decade since they've had penguins at the zoo. And they were supposed to be back this year. So 2 years ago, they announced, the zoo announced that the penguins would be coming back. Then last year, they said, oh, they'll be here sometime in 2024. And now they're saying it'll probably be sometime in 2025. So what they're doing is they're renovating the former seal pool to make it the new penguin habitat. And they've had some delays in getting that done. Because the seal that lived there, his seal buddy had passed away. And so they took Bubba, the seal, and they moved him to Woods Hole. And now they've redone the seal exhibit to bring back the penguins, Humboldt penguins. And they used $1.5 million in COVID relief funds to renovate the seal pool and turn it into the penguin exhibit. I mean, when I used to go to the Museum of, not the Museum of Science, the Boston, the New England Aquarium in Boston, the penguins were always the draw for me. I loved penguins. Still do. I still think they're cool. But that's what I wanted to see every time. And of course, we had that famous commercial. Kids that grew up here in New England remember, you know, I can walk like a penguin. Hey, look, the dolphin show. That was the music in the commercial. Maybe I'll play it because I know it's on YouTube. Because I asked the question, what I think I wrote an article about this once before. Maybe I can reshare it if I can still find it. But what was the more iconic commercial? Was it the New England Aquarium? Or was it the Boston Museum of Science? Because those were, I will play both of those before the show is out. And you can vote. Tell me, you can call in 508-996-0500 or send me an app chat message on the WBSM app. But the two most iconic commercials, I think, for New England at the time that we grew up. And by the time I was growing up, these commercials were probably already old by that point. I'm watching these commercials in like 1983, 84, 85. They look like they're from 1973, 74, 75. But as we know, they didn't really update that stuff a lot. I was getting the same Woodsy the Owl PSAs in 1983 that my parents were watching in 1968. But yes, penguins coming back to Roger Williams Park Zoo. We have beaver kits that are now at the, not like a kit to like build your own beaver. No, these are, that's Build-A-Bear. That's at the mall. No, these are, those are what they call baby beavers. And they have baby beavers now, beaver kits at Buttonwood Park Zoo. Beavers are another animal that I think are super cool. And I actually have a friend who just moved to New Bedford with her family. They have a small child, and they went to the Buttonwood Park Zoo, and they said, this is such a gem. And I said, you think that's great? sign up for a membership, because not only do you get access to the Buttonwood Park Zoo and everything that goes on there, but you also get reciprocal membership at other zoos and museums and places that you can go. And there's so many places that you could build an entire summer of doing something every day. And not that you could, you know, go to something different every day, but you could find something different to do every day at all these places. And so much of it, yeah, you know, you might say, well, it's going to be really costly if I'm going to go here, there, over there, down to this, over that. But keep in mind, again, a zoo membership gets you reciprocal membership at a lot of these places, gets you access to a lot of these places. In addition to that, your public library, no matter what community you live in, will have passes to different things that you can check out those passes. It's a little weird because you have to like go to the library and check them out, but they get you into these places for free, or in some cases for a reduced admission, but usually for free. So if you want to take the kids to Plymouth Patuxent, the Mayflower, your library probably has passes. Now, obviously, you don't want to try to go on, you know, 4th of July or Labor Day or something, because you know everybody's going to try to get them for that day. But if you can go on a random Wednesday in July, do it. When my son was little, and as I said earlier, he turns 20 today, so it's been a while, but when he was little, we used to love to go to all those places. We had a zoo membership. And we would go to all these places with reciprocal memberships. We'd go to the Museum of Science. We'd go to the New England Aquarium. We'd go to Capron Zoo, Franklin Park Zoo. And it was nice because you didn't have to worry about spending money on admission for everybody. And then you could have a little bit of money to say, okay, well, we're here. We can have lunch. I mean, I loved going to the Museum of Science. Not only watching him experience everything in the Museum of Science for the first time, but I like it. I like to go there by myself. By the way, I had an article recently, and you can find it on WBSM.com, about how the Van de Graaff generators, the big generators that run the lightning show in the Theater of Electricity, those were built and housed at Round Hill for a number of years. Robert Van de Graaff built them there with funding from Colonel Ned Green. I also had the story recently about Colonel Green's leg. You know, I don't think we really talked about Colonel Green's leg either. So we can discuss that too. 508-996-0500. Let's take a quick call before we get to take a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
I'll try to
be wicked quick. First, I wanted to say, I'm so sorry I haven't been down there dropping that stuff off. I took a little bit to find it with moving my brother. And then it didn't go in my car. Went in somebody else's trunk. So it's just been, you know, just whatever, catastrophe. But I've got them. And I am going to drop them off later today. Maybe Mary can get it tomorrow morning. And
well, Mary had messaged me and asked that whatever. She says that she's okay in the warm weather. And she asked that whatever you had, you know, if you could pass it on to somebody else. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if you want to do that, but that's just what she had asked.
It's a mini air conditioner. It's not a plug-in kind. You put water, there's a filter. You take it, get it really wet. You put it in your freezer. Mm-hmm. It gets ice cold. Then you put that inside this little teeny thing. I mean, it's like, I don't have the dimensions. Sorry, I'm bad at math. But, and then you put a little water in the top drawer, you close that, and it's got vents. You can actually move it any way you want. So when she's in her bedroom sleeping, she will have this cool air. She can position it at any level, you know, like if you got a stool or whatever. And then I had something for in the car for both of you. I had these from last year. I just assume it would be nice. If you get double stick tape, you will stay cool in your car with the other thing. They're tall, and it just, like, it's... they're really good.
Well, so, we appreciate it.
Do you want it?
I do, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to drop them off later on. And I got a birthday card for Laura. I couldn't call in and wish her a happy birthday, and I felt so bad, but I was you know, with just, I'm trying
well,
to
you can
everybody.
You can bring that right to her at Shaw's.
Oh, I can?
Yeah, she works in the seafood department of Shaw's, and the one on over on the Dartmouth New Bedford line.
I didn't know she was still working there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how silly. And I just want to say real quick, I'm excited about the train, and this is you made me very excited about the train only because going to the Museum of Science and the aquarium. I haven't been there since I was a kid on field trips. I couldn't even think of the word for a second there. That's how long it's been. So when the train comes, if not for anything, I would really do that right away. First thing on my agenda.
Yeah, it's worth it for a trip up there. I'm trying to see if I ever wrote an article about those commercials, but I guess I didn't. But that'll be the great thing about it is you can go up and check out because they do all kinds of stuff at the Museum of Science. You know, yes. It's not just about what they have on permanent exhibit. They have traveling exhibits that change from time to time. Mm-hmm. They have different movies they show in the Omni Theater. So there's a lot to do up there.
Yeah, you're making me so excited now just thinking about it. I cannot wait. And they have that night. Do they still have that sky thing where the stars and all that?
The planetarium? Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, the planet. Oh, I remember being so captivated by that when I was young. And then I still love stars as an adult.
Did you know if you want to go to a planetarium, since you spend a lot of time in Plymouth, there's a planetarium at Plymouth Carver Intermediate School that sometimes they have, you know, things that are open to the public at night. So it's worth checking out the PCIS website or giving them a call, calling PCIS and finding out because I've gone over there and seen some of the stuff they do. It's really cool.
No way. I never knew that.
Yep. It's open to the public.
Holy moly. That's awesome. And the zoo, I tried to go to the zoo. I think it was 2 weeks ago, but they closed at 4 now. I had no idea they closed at 4.
Well, you know, the animals put in a long day. They have to clock out and, you know, get some rest.
And it's too hot now for them, but I'm still up here. Well, I got home very late last night, so I'm down here. But, I feel bad for the animals when it's like this. But we have penguins in the Buttonwood Zoo, yes or no? I feel silly asking that.
I don't remember.
Okay, so then I don't feel silly asking that.
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember the river otters, but I don't think there are penguins.
I love root. And the red pandas, supposedly you could do, watch them on your phone. What was it?
The red pandas. They started in OnlyFans.
Great. So you can download that app on your phone, right?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I'll have to look that up. I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, you were, but I was still trying to be serious because I'm running out of time. But, all right, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
You as well.
Okay. And I'll drop them off later today.
All right. Maybe I'll see you if I'm around.
Okay, thank you. Oh, and I'm going to call next door, too, and see if we can't wrap that up. I know I still got time, but, you know.
Okay, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, then.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, 508-996-0500. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. A reminder really quickly that today is the last day to enter to win tickets to see Janet Jackson and Nelly at TD Garden. It's happening June 28th. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com and LiveNation.com. But if you want to enter to win a pair of tickets, today is the last day to enter to win them at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You just got to put in your information and I'll draw a winner after the show. And if you are a winner, Casey will reach out to you. You'll get those tickets electronically. Super easy to do. Brought to you by our friends at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the proud sponsors of Tim's Tickets all summer long. And they'll also be sponsoring next week's ticket giveaway as well, when we will have tickets to see, you ready for this? One of our biggest giveaways of last summer. And they're coming back around again. We're going to be giving away all next week tickets to see the Doobie Brothers at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. So that'll go up later on today. You'll have your chance to enter to win, and we'll pick those winners all next week. Let's take a quick phone call before I got to take the final break of the hour. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim.
How you doing, Laura?
I'm good. I took 2 days off for my birthday. Ah. I figured I'm going to just make the most of it. So I'll be out with my mom today having lunch somewhere either down in Sandwich. We love Sandwich. It's a beautiful place, as you know, down there.
You want a recommendation?
Well, yes.
There's a great place And I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but it, like where the Stop and Shop is.
Yes.
And then a little bit past that, there's a what was basically a food truck that turned into this whole outdoor area. And they have a bar, they have the original bus where they cooked out of. It's all like right down there. It's a really cool spot. They have some barbecue and some other stuff. They have tacos and burritos. Really good. It's outdoors. As long as the rain holds off, it'll be a great place to have something to eat.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for the information. That's great. I heard Sketty on the radio, and she's so sweet. She's such a lovely person. That's so nice that she has thought of me and she wanted to give me a birthday card. I will be there in Shaw's tomorrow, only till 3:00. If she does come later on, she can just leave it with somebody at the counter and they'll just make sure I get it. But outside of that, next week my boss is on vacation, so I'm running the show. I'm opening every day except for maybe Wednesday. Manager's day off is Wednesday, so I might just have Wednesday off. But normally I open when Kim's on vacation, and so I'm early. I'm usually out of there by 1, maybe 2 at the latest, depending on what my hours are.
Well, I'm sure she'll get it over there for you.
Yeah, that was so nice of her. She's such a sweetheart. I really love her. She's so thoughtful and nice to everybody.
I mean, we need more of that in the world, so we need more Skettys.
Absolutely. Love you, Sketty. Just wanted to say hi and thank you so much. I appreciate you. You're such a sweetheart.
All right.
And have a great day.
You as well. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.
And I do got to take one final break here this hour. We will be back in just a few moments. And we are just about out of time for this hour, but we'll be back with another hour coming your way. 508-996-0500. And we can talk some more. You know what? We can talk some more about those passes because we've got somebody who has sent in an app chat message. So I'll wait to read that until we come back after the news. But as mentioned, you know, getting these passes to go to some of these museums and different places that you can go to with the kids and save money. Now that we're getting into summer vacation, people are going to be looking for affordable, fun things to do, and you can save a lot of money by just being smart about it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.